We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis from Age. I'm the host of the show. Again, I want to thank our friends, really good friends, over at the Social Scene, who've been hosting us all month. Visit socialscene.me to see how they're bringing people together one event at a time. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, changing my life and how I socialize, it'll change yours too, in the Apple Store and the Android Store as well. Don't hesitate now, because you will be using it at some point. I promise you that. Our next guest, someone I have a great amount of respect to. I don't know anybody in Quincy who knows more about real estate than this gentleman. Peter McLaughlin of Boston Property Development. We're going to talk about Quincy real estate development and investment. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Good. I hope I pronounced your name right with the little accent I put on the end.
McLaughlin.
Yeah.
McLaughlin.
Yeah, I know. I put that little like a Scottish thing on the end. I'm sorry.
It works.
So, you know, there was a time when I moved to Boston where Quincy was a place I preferred not to drive to. I don't want to get in trouble. But today when I go to Quincy, I love going to Quincy. It's been transformed. But I could say that about most towns when I moved to Boston.
Mm-hmm.
That was during Prop 2.5.
Yep.
Boston was not, you know, Boston itself wasn't a town I liked going into during Prop 2.5. That was a long time ago, 1981.
Sure.
So the Quincy's really turned into a destination, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of things have probably changed since you were younger, Jeff. Back in the 50s and 60s, it was really a crazy place.
He's taking a shot at me.
No, certainly Quincy's come a long way, and I think, you know, as has certain parts of Boston, you know, starting with the South End. Back in when I was a child, it was the combat zone, and now it's multi-million dollar condos all up and down the street. Quincy is further outside of Boston, and it is also catching some of the nice breeze coming out of Boston's heated real estate market, as it's kind of claimed a spot as one of the top destinations in the world now for international money. And as that bubble grows out, Quincy is certainly in a perfect spot to capitalize on it. It's in the path of progress. It's got a coastline very similar to South Boston's, and it's got more history than a lot of other neighboring cities, if not all of the other neighboring cities. Home of two presidents, John Adams, John Quincy Adams. It's got many houses listed on the National Historic Register. And it's got a very progressive mayor who's doing an exceptionally good job in bringing out the best in Quincy. It's been
close to Boston.
It's
easy to get into Boston every day.
Four stops on the Red Line.
Wow.
It's really been a diamond in the rough for a long, long time. And Tom Koch, who's been mayor there for a number of years now, just got elected for another 4 years last fall, has really done an amazing job of galvanizing a lot of the influences in Quincy and capitalizing on its history, coastline, getting developers excited about Quincy, working with the state, working with the federal government, bringing up grants and monies to do big infrastructure projects that are really going to reap amazing rewards for the city, as long as the city has the patience to follow through and see them to fruition.
Now, it sounds to me that it's still attracting that home community, but now you're going to be able to attract those millennials and also those empty nesters.
Sure. I mean, Quincy's taking a page out of Somerville's playbook.
Right.
Somerville's
done
great.
Well, Somerville, that was another town when I first came to Boston. I went, really? And now I go like, oh, wow, really, we're going to Somerville.
Yeah, exactly. And the mayors talk and the people share best practices, the city leaders share best practices. And they're trying to brand it as a place and successfully branding it as a place for the millennials, capturing that 20-year-old to 35-year-old audience and building the city up in a way that they're going to want to live there, not only for the proximity to Boston and the Red Line transportation, but also because there are nice restaurants and they're building a social scene in Quincy that people can really enjoy on the weekends and on the weeknights.
I appreciate that emphasis on social scene.
No problem.
Tell us a little bit about your business. I mean, how you got into it and why it has the focus that it does around Quincy.
Well, I started as an investment banker where I learned some fundamental analysis with numbers and finances, and that's really helped me in my real estate business, which I started back in 2001, actually right after 9/11. I left New York City and I started buying properties in South Boston, and I've kept going ever since. Started with condo conversions, and then when the market turned, started doing a lot of rental properties in Dorchester, Roxbury, Jamaica Plain, different neighborhoods around Boston, capitalized on the very low acquisition prices, and was able to leverage that experience and start on larger projects now, where instead of buying $500,000 homes, we're developing $20 million properties.
Interesting. You know, you became an entrepreneur. Did you ever imagine that you would develop the size business that you have today?
I guess not. No. I just wanted to have independence, financial independence, independence from corporate America, and just worked hard. I kept my nose down, got my work done, surrounded myself with good people, complementary skill sets, kept a high level of integrity, and just worked hard.
Interesting. Talk to us a little bit about the investment side of Quincy and the and real estate development. You know, I'm a big fan of real estate investment.
Mm-hmm.
If done properly, I find it to be more stable than
yes.
the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, investing in the stock market, you don't really have a nice, you don't have a high touch component to that. You're investing in a company that gets reported on by research analysts, and a lot of the information you may or may not even understand. You're just completely relying on another person's opinion, who you don't even know. People, our investors, get to talk firsthand with me and our internal experts about markets that we understand very well. We offer them above average rates of return, especially when it's risk-adjusted rates of return. And we have multiple products that we offer our investors that we've had proven results on for a 15-year track record period now.
Right. Is it hard finding investors?
Everything's hard, right? Especially when you're starting out, and I didn't start out with an uncle that gave me $10 million, you know, started out with a few thousand dollars in the bank.
$200 million, like Trump's detractors say he got.
He may have gotten more than that, who knows.
He may have.
He's still better than Madoff, but I'm not sure how much better. But, so, at any rate, it's hard getting investors because you need to prove yourself, and they don't want to give you the money until you prove yourself, but you need the money before you prove yourself, so you have a
right.
chance to prove yourself. So it's nicer now than it used to be. Now, because we have a track record, investors are starting to come to us to place their capital with us, especially the investors that have been with us for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. They just keep on increasing the amount of money they have with us and bringing in their friends and family because they know that we've returned better than what we've actually promised on multiple occasions.
Well, that's good to know. And talk to us again about Quincy. You know, what kind of properties are you currently working on?
Quincy has got a lot of residential rental property stock coming on the market. The revitalization of Quincy starts in its center, where west of Chestnut has gotten a good traction, and they're putting a couple hundred units up right in Quincy Center. They've also got a big project in line for Quincy Center train station, which will bring more businesses, more people, and again, continue to revitalize the Quincy Center.
The key is the core.
The core is the key, but
it's just like your body.
Investors like myself have taken pieces from the perimeter, outside of the core, and we're finding nice pieces of land and properties from the Marina Bay to Crown Colony to the Marymount neighborhood. There's a lot of nice pieces of property in Quincy, and it's attractive because all of them are within, many of them are within a 5 minutes walk to one of the four train stations there.
Right.
So there's a reason why institutional money is starting to build 400 units at a time there. It's because it's got good momentum, it's got good demographics, and it's oceanfront property, you know, within 15 minutes of Boston.
Sounds wonderful. And how many people work for your organization now?
We have 25 people that work full-time, and then we have a lot of subcontractors working in the field. We have multiple operational businesses, so we're a fully integrated real estate development company, and what that means is that we do everything from acquiring the property to zoning and permitting with our business partners and attorneys, to overseeing the construction of the property, to providing property management services once the property is constructed.
So ongoing fees too.
Ongoing fees, it balances out the business model, takes
right.
some of the lumpiness out of the real estate cycles. And you know, one of the advantages that we have over our competitors is that rather than have one firm that's doing development that's hiring another firm that's doing construction and hiring another firm that's doing property management, all of those different hands in the mix can slow the process down if they're not all on the same page and they become combative. Or maybe a construction firm has five projects going on, but they have staffing for three, and yours gets slowed down as a result. So we're able to take a project and bring it to completion, and I think about 70% of the time that it would take another firm to get that same project to completion because we work in a seamless, integrated fashion.
Well, that's a good business model.
I think so.
Wow. If somebody wanted to learn more about your business model and Boston Property and investment in Quincy and real estate, how would they find you?
They could find us at bostonpropertydevelopment.com.
bostonpropertydevelopment.com. And any phone number?
617-282-1400.
Great. Peter, thanks for being on the show today. We hope you come back again and talk to us about Quincy and how things are going and developing in the area. We just had another person on from Newton. Now we have Quincy. This is the Regional Development Show. My name is Jeffrey Davis of MAGE, and I want to again thank our friends over at the Social Scene. Go to your favorite app store and look up Social Scene now and let that change your life. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.